And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 18th of November, 2016. It's the birthday of the novelist and poet Margaret Atwood, born in Ottawa, 1939. Her father was an entomologist. He did research out in the wilderness of Quebec. And the family spent every year April through November out there. And when she was about six, Margaret Atwood began to write plays and poems and a novel about an ant, A-N-T. Studied English at the University of Toronto, went to Radcliffe, then to Harvard, wrote a critical study of Canadian literature called Survival, a thematic guide to Canadian literature. Came out in 1972, was quite a success. Many collections of poems, novels followed, including The Handmaid's Tale in 1985. It's the birthday of the man who helped to invent the art of photography, Louis Daguerre, born just outside Paris, 1789. He was a theater designer. He used hand-painted translucent screens and elaborate lighting effects to create the illusion of a sunrise or a storm. But in 1829, he learned about a new technology that made it possible to use light to capture an image on a metal plate. So he set out to improve the process, made a copper plate coated with silver salts that could be developed with the application of mercury vapor and table salt, and used the process to capture a series of images of Paris. The camera needed about 15 minutes exposure time to capture an image, so there weren't people in his early pictures, except a picture of a boulevard that shows a man in the foreground who has stopped to shine his shoes. It was on this day, 1928, Mickey Mouse was born, the first sound-synchronized cartoon entitled Steamboat Willie, premiered in New York at the Colony Theater, which is 7 minutes long. And it's the birthday of the man who invented scientific polling, George Gallup, 1901, born Jefferson, Iowa, went to the University of Iowa, where in the early 20s, as the editor of the Daily Iowan, he conducted the first poll, took a survey to find the prettiest girl on the campus. The winner was Ophelia Smith, and George Gallup later married her. Here's a poem for today by William Stafford, One Time. When evening had flowed between houses and paused on the school ground, I met Hillary's blind little sister, following the gray, smooth railing, still warm from the sun, with her hand, and she stood by the edge, holding her face upward, waiting while the last light found her cheek and her hair, and then on over the trees. You could hear the great sprinkler arm of water find and then leave the pavement, and pigeons telling each other their dreams or the dreams they would have. We were deep in the well of shadow by then, and I held out my hand, saying, "Tina, it's me. Hillary says I should tell you it's dark." And, "Oh, Tina, it is. Together now." And I reached, our hands touched, and we found our way home. William Stafford's poem, One Time, from The Way It Is, published by Grey Wolf Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Staples, offering tech services for small business like PC setup and repair. More at Staples Stores or staples.com/tech services. Staples, make more happen. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.